I'm here to protest against the fact that in this world there are 23,000 nuclear weapons, and that the United States has 10,000 of those. And out of those 10,000, there are over 1,000 nuclear weapons which are on hair trigger alert, pointing towards Russia. And that's also a threat to the entire human race.
This was Ruben Mendez, member of Occupy Wall Street and Global Zero, representing the new generation of anti-nuclear activists who took to the streets around the country on Monday. Skillfully avoiding the crowd-controlling moves by Rockefeller Plaza security, the 150 or so protesters kept on moving to an open area where they formed a circle and started a mic check among bewildered tourists and onlookers.
One of the most horrific war crimes ever committed, the U.S. bombing of the civilian population of Hiroshima, during which 140,000 civilians were murdered. Thousands more died later of cancer and other effects of radiation. But unfortunately, the disaster at Fukushima exposed the fact that there is no such thing as safe nuclear energy. The people of Japan have been forced to relive the terror of Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
We are unstoppable.
At that point, Plaza security blocked most entrances to the area, trying to direct the anti-nuclear protesters into human pens, but they instead moved to the sidewalks with large banners and led a spirited march twice around the block and in and out of subway corridors. Marching with them was Maya Harada, a Japanese mother of three, who recently moved to the United States and said that, in Japan, many people now carry Geiger counter-type analyzers in daily life. The people of Japan, she said, are outraged.
Especially young people and any age, lots of Japanese people started realizing nuclear energy is no way, no future.
Is the government still supporting nuclear energy?
Yes, but government has to change their opinion, otherwise they're not going to get any support from citizens and they're not going to get any votes. So they started thinking, naturally, they have to change their mind.
Would you call this a mass movement in Japan?
Yes, I think 200,000 demonstrate for no new movement in Japan.
Father Paul Meyer, an 81-year-old Catholic priest from East Orange, New Jersey, held the main banner for the protest, which read, "Solidarity with Japan, no nukes, renewables now." He gave his perspective on an incident on August 1st when three anti-nuclear activists, including an 82-year-old nun, were able to outsmart high security fences to reach a uranium storage facility in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and cover its walls with human blood and banners before they were arrested.
Here we have this 82-year-old nun continuing the plowshare tradition. They were allowed to walk around the facility for 2 hours. So you can rest assured that our security is in good hands, that no terrorist is ever going to get hold of these weapons, you know, and is proliferating all the time. So the only solution is to call for a nuclear-free Middle East and then a nuclear-free world. Nuclear weapons are not safe under any conditions. It is a miracle that we have come this far without the Third World War breaking out.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.